As we've heard, the city of Bloomington has been involved in this energy challenge. Tell me how we got involved in it. Tell me what phase we're in, and tell me where we're heading this week.
Sure. So this was brought to our attention last year, and we've had a big group of local citizens working to get ready for this, and we just learned that we have been selected as a semifinalist for the Georgetown University Energy Prize, which is a big $5 million prize.
Whoa!
Yep.
So we're competing. The prize that potentially Bloomington could win is $5 million?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so it's a big, big motivation.
And tell me how we got involved in this as a city.
Well, you know, we'd heard about it through a number of different avenues, but then we started talking to our local utilities, and they had heard about it and encouraged us to get involved. So, you know, we think it's a win-win. You know, even if we don't win the $5 million prize, this gives us a lot of incentive to save energy, save money locally, and we really think that's a benefit, you know, no matter what happens.
And the Monroe County Energy Challenge involves who? Because obviously you've told us about the county-wide, who in the county is involved in trying to make this $5 million dream come true?
Yeah, well, it's a big coalition. We've got the Monroe County government, towns of Ellettsville and Steinsville, as well as the city of Bloomington, and both of our local school corporations, and a number of other local organizations, and our local utilities. So it's a really big effort.
Our guest this morning is Jackie Bauer. She's a sustainability coordinator of the city of Bloomington. So tell me, what does this involve? You get all these big groups together, and you say, hey, we're just going to cut our energy use. Boom, it's that easy, right?
Right. Well, so we're asking, you know, the focus is on both residential buildings and municipal buildings, as well as K-12 schools. So we're asking local individuals to get involved, either by just starting to save energy in their own homes, or, say, working with a group of neighbors or coworkers to work through our Task of the Month program, which kind of gives you one simple thing to do to save energy every month. And so we're trying to get people to just take a few steps on their own in order to see what they can do.
Okay, so how are we going to beat these other cities who are obviously buying for this $5 million
prize? How are they going to measure that?
It's a good question. It's a good question. I'm taking ideas, I should say. but we're trying to team up with other existing efforts locally. So we're trying to kind of piggyback on things that are already going on to try to...
Is it more of an awareness program? Because obviously you're not reinventing the wheel here. Do you already have things in place that you're just trying to make municipalities or the schools or people at home more aware of saving energy or being more efficient?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big awareness push. And then we also have the benefit of a bunch of new utility incentive programs that were just announced in January. So we're trying to make people aware of those and get them to actually take advantage of them.
Jackie Bauer is our guest this morning. She's a sustainability coordinator for the city of Bloomington, and they're involved in the Georgetown University Energy Prize competition, one of 50 semifinalist communities nationally looking for a multi-year $5 million prize. How about that? So we're trying to figure out how to save more energy and win.
So if you are somebody out in the community listening to this right now, and we want to help out with us winning this prize, obviously, what can a business or an individual do to help in this effort?
Well, reach out to us. You can call me at 349-3837 or send us an email, mocoenergychallenge@gmail.com. And we'll also be at the Winter Farmers Market this Saturday, just doing demonstrations, sharing info on incentives, all kinds of things. So we'd love to get people involved and love to have people reach out to us.
Now, how long does this competition, quote-unquote, take place? Is this for a year? Is this for 6 months? What kind of time frame are we talking here?
2 years.
Oh, good.
So we actually will share our energy data over the 2 years with Georgetown, and you know they'll compare us against other communities to see how we're performing.
Yeah, like you said, the worst thing that happens here, obviously not everybody's going to win, but if you can find a way to be more efficient, that's really winning in general, isn't it?
You know, I think
that
all of us are looking at this going, okay, it's going to help us save money if we can do some of this stuff too. So, I mean, why not pitch in and help with this?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're hoping, is that the prize will motivate people to engage. But, you know, you can make your house more comfortable, you can save money. You know, there's so many other benefits, and we're hoping people see that too.
Well, Jackie, we appreciate your time this morning. This is going to be great. Again, give us those contact points if people want to help participate and get their hands on it. And, again, just reduce their output of energy and make us more efficient as well. The Monroe County Energy Challenge, how do we get involved?
Call me, 349-3837. That's 812 area code. Or you can send us an email, mocoenergychallenge@gmail.com.
And we always laugh as well. If you just dial 349, you'll get somebody at the city who'll connect you to somebody else at the city, and they'll eventually get to your office because that's everybody's number is 349. So that's fun
that's
stuff.
Right.
Okay,
that's
Jackie,
right.
We'll see you at the Winter's Farmers Market, and we will check in with you periodically to see how this is going as well. There's a plan on the city's website. So if you go to bloomington.in.gov, you'll be able to find all that as well. The Monroe County Energy Challenge, Bloomington and the County of Monroe, obviously one of 50 communities vying for a $5 million prize. And Jackie, great job as always. We'll get caught up with you down the road to see how this is going.
Have a wonderful
day. Thanks so much.